It's November, which may be why there's so much brooding in this edition of the podcast. Lawn Chair, for instance, the new darlings of the indie scene in Cologne, fret about growing older, even though they're only in their late 20s. DP from Bonn laments the disappearance of hip-hop magazines, so now she's putting out one herself. And Sasha Pereira, a London-born transplant to Berlin, celebrates her signature genre, doom folk, the perfect soundtrack to gloomy November. Only Simon Pop and Joel Gibb, the mastermind behind the hidden cameras, seem totally unfazed by the November blues. By the way, this is Dusky Dave Creedon presenting the English version of Angie Portman's November Popcast. And...
Hi, this is Joel Gibb from The Hidden Cameras, and you are listening to The Popcast, a joint music format by the Goethe Institute and Bayern 2 Südfunk. Thanks for having me for your November episode.
Quantify is an absolute club banger, and it's not the only one on the Hidden Cameras' new album. For the number called State Of, they came up with a classic disco sample. The upshot is a fabulous, slightly anachronistic dance track that sounds straight out of the 1970s New York discotheque. After a few years in his adopted hometown of Berlin, Canadian musician Joel Gibb seems to have bid farewell to folk pop and finally fully embraced electronica. But Bronto, as the new album is called, isn't just dance music.
I would not call Bronto a strictly a dance album. I think I explore all sorts of electronic music that I've been inspired by over the years. So there's definitely some dance, but I would say there's a lot of electronic pop. And I purposely put these kind of film soundtrack instrumental moments to break up the dance music. So I still don't think it's that much of a change because my songwriting and my singing is still the main thing that makes this music what it is. I'm just using different instrumentation, but I've always changed the instrumentation with each album that I do. But yeah, I mean, over the years, I've played with less people, and just with COVID, it just kind of hit to do the record as a dance project in the studio. And I guess Berlin did have a role in playing this direction because in my 30s, I did go out and wrote some of the songs actually dancing in my head over the many months and years leading up to this record.
So dancing was crucial to the making of the album Bronto, as was the sound of 1980s house and electronic pop, says Joel Gibb, who got help producing the new record from Munich producer Nico Sierig of the experimental indie pop duo Uazino. Gibb talks about going out less in his 40s.
You know, I'm now in my 40s, so I don't really go out as much. To me, Bronto is kind of about processing my 30s. And so I don't have FOMO anymore. I don't really go out as much. Yeah, I guess what you're saying is that you can find yourself when you go out, you know, and that's why young people really like going out so much, is that they want to meet new people. They want to find out who their crowd is. And I think that really is an important part, not about gay self-empowerment, but I just think about coming of age of any person. It's so much more important for young people to be going to places like clubs to meet people and to figure out who they are.
Youngsters should go out clubbing to find themselves, argues Joel Gibb, whilst the older crowd can kick back at home and relish songs like Don't Tell Me That You Love Me.
Don't tell me that you love me. The ugliness still haunts me. Is there anybody here to understand what's dear? To be anybody who you want to stand next to?
I don't know. I mean, I just love every track, basically. Quantify is a really good one. I feel like I kind of took on a new character, and I really like singing in different ways. So Quantify was a really kind of cathartic song to sing in a way, and just pushing and using my falsetto more. The record also, I used pitch tuning on a couple tracks, which really gets you into a different character, which I really liked doing. And I mean, even the last track of the song is totally important to me because I wrote it so long ago. It kind of bridges right now to the past. And like, you know, when I first moved to Berlin, basically, and I recorded those vocals when I was living in a different part of Berlin. And yeah, that's about it.
Don't Tell Me That You Love Me is the final track on the Bronto album. It's got a pop sound to it, but it's a bit nostalgic too, not least thanks to the arrangement for strings by Gibb's fellow Canadian Owen Pallett. Gibb actually wrote the song back in 2007, and for this new album, used the vocal track he'd recorded for it back then. Some fans may miss the early Joel Gibb and his gay folk church music, but Angie Portman doesn't share that nostalgia. She'd rather go dancing to Bronto. London-born Sasha Pereira also lives in Berlin and has put out her fourth album to date called Just Wanna Live Some under the alias Pereira Elsewhere.
Not gonna die just cause of you. It's been while just knowing you. In my mind I'm ready, yes I have arrived. Not gonna cry just for you. Grown up wise out of you. Got my balance in my stride.
Not gonna lie, 'cause you can't kill my vibe.
Got more of this.
gonna die just cause of you. It's been wild just knowing you. In my mind I'm ready, yes I have arrived. Not gonna cry just for you. Grown up wise to all of you. Got my balance in my stride. Ain't it the same for us? Shape of the pain and distrust. While we wage a war in us, wounded soldiers pray. Not gonna cry just for you. Grown up wise to all of you. Got my balance in my stride.
Some years ago, Zündfunk magazine invited Sascha Pereira to perform at Bayerischer Rundfunk studio. She was still with her band Jacuzzi at the time. For solo work, this Berlin-based musician calls herself Pereira Elsewhere and has already released 4 albums under this moniker. Her latest album's called Just Wanna Live Some. Given the current political climate, she says, we're liable to spend too much time worrying. And overthinking can be really draining, she says. Hence, her can-do philosophy. Hey, just do it, for you only have one life. Pereira Elsewhere has been practicing what she preaches in her one and only life. This award-winning DJ and producer has been a mainstay of Berlin's club, dance and electro scene for many years now. She has flown to Asia and Africa for the Goethe Institut, mentoring producers and MCs there in workshops and studio sessions. That's how she met Andy S., a female MC from Côte d'Ivoire. Andy S. is featured twice on Pereira's new album as a guest rapper. Sascha Pereira told us how the collaboration came about.
Andy S., how did the collaboration come out? I actually bought a track of hers that got suggested to me on a Spotify algorithm. Why? Because I've been to the Ivory Coast before. I'd done workshops there, actually for Goethe, taught Ableton. And then I'd been back a couple of times just to visit and play with the people I met there for fun and for music and for the love of travels and life. Okay, anyway, I bought this track from Andy S. and then I played it on Boiler Room. Boiler Room cut this video and used a track, exactly that track. It really went viral because I guess they sponsored it, actually. This video went viral and Andy wrote to me over TikTok and we vibed and I said, I want to make music with you, sent her a beat. And I said, by the way, there's this thing called Goethe Talents and you should apply because it will give you the chance to be in Berlin. And Berlin's a great city if you want to make music and be in Europe for a bit and if we want to make tunes. So she applied. I think 850 people applied and like 10 were chosen. She was chosen. Why? Because she's just good, right? Yeah. Même si Vénard dit sur son gamba, tout son body, tant que c'est palpable, pas de bruit, la scène ne parle pas, peut-être parce qu'elle est toujours dans le placard. Toujours prêt pour la haga, c'est un taré qui demande la bagarre. Tu nous aimes pas, c'est ton problème, long soul shot, bro, fuck le système. T'as cru, je vais insister, 225 comme magie système. Populaire comme si c'est, on fera si c'est nécessaire. Chouli m'a vu dans le coin, rien qu'elle a mauvaise idée. Peux pas hésiter, c'est ta visée, je peux faire ta visée. Qu'elle va te rendre visite, en one one, c'est bisous, bisous. On veut des verbes. Ciseaux, des 18h à 6h, 6h dans la voiture ou la maison. Elle veut le faire toute la saison. C'est qu'elle a raison, bouffe sa fenêtre comme si c'était à saison. Fuck le système. Fuck le système. Yeah. Fuck le système.
Andy S. contributes some rousing rapping in French on the songs Time Will Tell and Fuck le système. Over extra rough, bass-heavy beats, harking back to Pereira's previous job as a booker of British grime acts. Some of the other songs on Just Wanna Live Some sound more like dub or trip-hop music, featuring Pereira's signature trumpet or her brand of doom folk, which she describes as broken, disturbed R&B for dystopian futures. There are basically two sides to this album, a contemplative and a celebratory side, or, as she puts it, a nihilistic and a hedonistic side.
Yes, nihilistic and hedonistic. I mean, nihilistic is a bit like doom folk, right? And doom folk, or being doomed, is a bit like saying, well, we really are screwed, aren't we? I mean, it is generally not an entirely positive place we're living or whatever. But I feel like nihilism is also like, you know what? If we are doomed, if we are screwed, then we really need to live to 100% right now. And this is the chance we have, which is we have nothing to lose because we're screwed anyway. I know a lot of existential thought in that. And hedonism, well, what are you doing with hedonism? Are you trying to escape? Probably. So there are tracks on there which are really like joyous, hedonistic, animalistic. You're getting into your element. They're really physical, right? And then there are also tracks on the album which are really cerebral. And I think these are the mood swings in life that we go through. That is a realistic sort of, that's a realistic couple of years in the head of Pereira elsewhere. That might even be a realistic week. And I don't think it's just me. I think it's other people. I think there's a lot to cope with. And I don't know if we all have consistent sounding, easily categorized lives and music styles and whatever. I do think it's a mishmash of information, emotions, pictures, colours, sounds, sights, whatever.
And this wild, all-encompassing mishmash, which defines us and our lives nowadays, finds perfect expression on this album. Let's zip from Berlin over to Bonn, the native city of rapper Patricia Pembele, also known as DP. Her second solo album to date has just come out. It's called Magazin.
Dialog mit Fremden, doch die Wahrheit ist, du kennst mich nicht. Kerzenlicht, schreib Zeilen aus der Seele, also hetz mich nicht. Hochgewischt, gescannt wie mein Profil am letzten Bahnhof. Der Qualm, der mich umringt von Medizin und nicht von Garos. Was draus gemacht, Gott sei Dank hab ich die Crowd. War schon immer für Autoritätspersonen viel zu laut. Wer ist laut, was für laut, sag's mir lieber in die Fresse. Ist die Farbe meiner Haut an Diskussionen kein Interesse. Von Geburt an wurden wir historisch ausgetrickst. Solange Geschichten nicht die Wahrheit sagen, bringt das nix. 1885 fressen ungefressen werden, deswegen konnte der Opa von meinem Opa nicht so viel vererben. Doch sein Erbe lebt in uns und zwar europaweit. Essen mit Familie nutzt die Zeit, die uns zusammen bleibt. Keiner von uns ist die Ausnahme. Wenn es sein muss, dann verweigere ich die Aussage. Solange wir uns nicht reflektieren, bleiben Herzen immer kalt und die Winter lang. Solange wir nicht kapitulieren, kriegt die Staatsgewalt von uns keinen Informant. Solange ein Reicherer kassiert, bleiben viele meiner Leute in dem Block gefangen. Solange wir nicht kapitulieren, hat die wahre Revolution noch nicht angefangen. Ist wie es ist, manchmal gute, manchmal miese Tage. Ich halte dicht, wenn die Cops mich nach einem Namen fragen. Jetzt weiß ich viel besser, wem ich nichts und wem ich alles sage. Viele wollen gerade sein, doch bleiben in einer schiefen Lage. Niederlage eingesteckt, das Internet hat aufgeweckt. Ein großer Teil verblendet und wird aufgehetzt. Bullen sind rassistisch, jeder kennt den Chat. Doch Hauptsache wir lieben unser World Wide Web. Egal was weg ist, ja wir holen's wieder. Modus, mach aus abgefuckten Worten wunderschöne Lieder. Jeder weiß, ich mach es anders, spiele meiner eigenen Liga. Statt den anderen Schrott hörst du die viel, viel lieber. Kopf ist dicht und kaputt, brauch ich Ruhe oder Flucht. Mach aus Depression Kunst, mein Freund. Diese Beats wie ne Sucht, Kelly Rauch, Lungendruck. Jede Zeit wird genutzt, mein Freund. Solange wir uns nicht reflektieren, bleiben Herzen immer kalt und die Winter lang. Solange wir nicht kapitulieren, kriegt die Staatsgewalt von uns keinen Informant. Solange ein Reicherer kassiert, bleiben viele meiner Leute in dem Block gefangen. Solange wir nicht kapitulieren, hat die wahre Revolution noch nicht angefangen.
Magazin is a rap album with a marvellous old-school flavour. No hypermodern trap, no autotune, just full-bodied bass lines, soulful samples, and fabulous, at times almost intimate, storytelling. It's boom-bap that assertively empowers itself and others while also verbalizing emotional wounds and weaknesses. DP wanted to get out of her comfort zone, as she puts it, and surprise herself as an artist. The Upshot is an album that deliberately sets itself apart from mainstream German hip-hop, including the likes of fellow German rapper Badmonts J, and it openly condemns the rampant commercialization of hip-hop.
24-7 hassen, wollt was anderes draus machen. Hab die Straße überstanden, lass andere für mich abpacken. Küsst doch echten Support, denk nicht nach und drück einfach Play. Deutschrap hat sich verkauft, ist jetzt Popstar wie Badmonts J.
Mich stört nichts an Badmonts J. Sie hat nur gut in den Reim gepasst.
I don't have any problem with Badmonts J. She just fit right into the rhyme. If you listen more closely to that line, you'll understand that I'm not denouncing the artist Badmonts J. I'm denouncing the media for shunting German rap, our German hip-hop, onto a commercial pop track, which is not at all the ground on which hip-hop thrives. So it's not about Badmonts J at all, but the fact that German rap has sold out.
Dass Deutschrap sich verkauft hat.
2021 hört das ganze Land die Platte. 2022 sagt mir jeder, dass ich schaffe. Fast drei Jahre später bin ich so, wie ich geplant hab, auf dem Markt ein Unikat und die Deutschland noch nie hatte. Shake your bum bum, shake your bum bum. Keiner weiß, wo's endet, aber lass mich gar nicht anfangen. Niemand ist mehr sicher vor dem Sound, genau wie Gangnam. Hol mir, was ich will, alles andere mir zu langsam. Es geht höher, schneller, weiter, muss weiter, muss weiter. Es geht höher, schneller, weiter, muss weiter, muss weiter. Es geht höher, schneller, weiter, muss weiter, muss weiter. Es geht höher, schneller, weiter, muss weiter, muss weiter. Höher!
Your body, move your body.
Schneller!
Move your body, move your body.
Und weiter!
Move your body, move, move your body.
One song on the album, called Ich falle hoch, or I'll fall up, is about the discrimination DP suffered at school. But you won't hear a single note of resignation in the song. For if she falls, then only to bounce back up to the very top. This is rap resilience par excellence, replete with a home remedy tried and tested by generations of rappers. Move your body. In between, DP even gets romantic, rapping, du die Snare, ich die Bassdrum, du Nacho, ich Dip, ich Bonnie, du Clyde. You're the snare, I'm the bassdrum, you're Nachos, I'm Dip, I'm Bonnie. You're Clyde. The album is political too, needless to say. DP's lyrics broach issues like everyday racism, colonialism, capitalism, and online hate speech. And they transmute despair and depression into art, as she puts it. This diverse, wide-ranging album covers a wide spectrum. It's as colourful as a magazine.
Als ich die Songs produziert habe fürs Album,
I thought about it for a while when I was producing the songs for the album and realized, okay, there's going to be a lot of different facets of DP on display. Then I thought about what to call the album. At the time, I was reading a lot of newspaper articles and magazines, hip-hop magazines that just aren't around anymore. I thought it'd be super cool to call the album magazine, just to suggest all its different facets. Then I wouldn't have to stick to a certain sound. I could use the magazine to display a new topic or new perspective every time the reader turns the page. That's why I went with magazine, because it gave me a chance to bring together all sorts of different sounds.
Viele unterschiedliche Sounds zusammenzubringen, genau.
One facet that DP's new record has in common with Ebo's latest brainchild is that they're both emotionally and unsparingly candid. Is that all the albums have in common?
Das ist eine verdammt gute Frage.
That's a damn good question.
Ich habe keine Ahnung.
I have no idea. What do you think is the connection between Ebo and me? We know each other personally. We've met a few times. We've connected at live gigs backstage. She's a great woman, a super artist. I have nothing but admiration for a woman like Ebo. And I think we're doing a good job as women, each in our own struggle, in our own battle, in our own game.
Game uns gut schlagen als Frauen, genau.
Let's pivot from rap to rock now, or more precisely, to Lawn Chair's hyperactive brand of indie post-punk rock.
The throttle, you're philanthropy.
What a sensational debut album. You Want It, You Got It by Lawnchair, with sharp guitar riffs and synths in post-punk mode. The music grooves irresistibly beneath the incredibly straight-from-the-shoulder vocals and catchy hooks of frontwoman Claudia Schlutius. Here's a vocalist who can do loud and soft and can sing pop songs to perfection. Lawnchair have been touring since 2021, opening for the likes of International Music and the Sleaford Mods, playing countless gigs and festivals here and in the UK. The band members first met at the Cologne University of Music, as Claudia Schlutius recalls.
Ich habe Erik in meinem ersten Jahr an der Musikhochschule kennengelernt.
I met Eric my first year of Musikhochschule. At the time, I wasn't really sure what kind of music I wanted to do. But I realized pretty quickly that Eric and I were both into performance art, punk rock and indie rock. I grew up in the US near Seattle, so I was to the manor born, so to speak. Eric grew up in a village in Thuringia and started playing guitar in punk and indie rock bands at an early age, picking up experience that way. The name Lawnchair was actually just a matter of looking for and finding a perfect fit. It's not that this name means that much to us. We simply like the image of a creepy small-town family. We thought it was cool to convey something in our overall aesthetic that's just so creepy and not quite tangible.
Für diesen Namen entschieden, also weil wir das auch cool fanden, in unserer ganzen Ästhetik dann was rüberzubringen, was einfach so was Unheimliches hat, was nicht ganz greifbar ist. So.
Lawnchair's debut album, like their two previously released EPs, was produced by Olaf Opal, who's known for his work with Nordwist, among others, and who's done a masterful job of showcasing the full range and sharp contrasts of Lawnchair's music. Between the pared-down punk rock of a band like Panic Shack, the cool grooves of Beck, and the charming quirkiness of the Breeders' frontwoman, Kim Deal, the band plays a restless version of musical lawn chairs, so to speak. And on the last three songs, they shift down a gear. One of those songs is called War Machine. It's a particularly fascinating number, and Claudio Schlutius has given us a gloss on the lyrics. But let's hear the song first.
Senseless, that were so crucial to you at one time. There's some relief when thoughts fade for new ones, and you realize life can be alright. A part of me thirsts for the rush and excitement of seeing.
In War Machine geht's ums Älterwerden. Also ich bin jetzt Ende 20 und genau, man merkt halt dann einfach so, dass so ein paar Sachen sich verändern, dass man vielleicht auch selber...
War Machine is about growing older. I'm in my late 20s now, which is when you notice some things are changing, that you might be becoming slightly more complicated, if only just a little bit. But you also notice that your parents are getting older. And this song is dedicated to my father, who also led a pretty badass, uncompromising life. He left home at 16, joined the army pretty soon after that, and was stationed in Japan and the Philippines during the Vietnam War. Then he studied medicine in Hawaii, but eventually dropped out to become a fisherman in Alaska. He sailed from Hawaii to the state of Washington to buy his first real boat. My father was always a big inspiration to me, but it's not always easy to live with or get close to someone who cherishes their independence so much and just wasn't around much. He usually spent half the year in Alaska and the other half with us in Germany. It's just hard to watch even your role models getting older and more fragile.
Und es ist dann einfach schwer zu sehen, dass dann vielleicht auch so diese Vorbilder, die man hat, dass die einfach dann auch älter und zerbrechlicher werden.
Lorne Cher sang about life's contradictions, about ambition and the urge to discover our roots, about what it's like for a young woman to navigate the world, a world still dominated by men who are used to getting whatever they want. The next big thing is a song not about the band themselves as the next best thing, as one might surmise, but about young people who are always being told they've got so much talent they're bound to be the next big thing. And who then, at some point, have to face the music and admit to themselves that they're not. Which is also part of growing older, says Claudia Schlutzius. Let's wrap up this episode of the Popcast with a new album by jazz drummer Simon Pop from Munich. Pop is a solo artist, but also plays drums in a jazz not jazz quintet called Phaser, and has previously put out an album with the Munich electronic music producer Polygonia. This time around, Pop has teamed up with his drummer friends Sebastian Wolfgruber and Florian Mück. The three percussionists have been playing a great many gigs together since 2019. Hence the album's no-frills title, Trio. Trio is more minimalistic than Simon Pop's previous record, Blizz, but its multi-layered arrangements draw on a whole panoply of instruments and sounds. Simon Pop recounts the making of the album.
Uns hat immer die Idee gefallen, dass es ein großes Schlagzeug ist, das von drei Personen bedient wird.
We'd always liked the idea of a single big drum set played by three people. We had various concepts and ideas and did plenty of improvising, which gave rise to pieces of music. Between these sessions, we got plenty of opportunity to try things out at live gigs, which was a big help to us. And then, at a certain point, it just felt right and we recorded the album in 3 days. It features the entire range of drums and percussion instruments, from dull thuds to metallic sounds, various tubular instruments, gongs, drums, of course, various melody instruments, and some most unusual sounds, as on the tune Wall Ride, which we recorded on sound-absorbing acoustic panels, which sounded really cool. And there's a water bucket on the track Birkenschlag.
Oder bei dem Stück Birkenschlag kommt ein Wassereimer vor.
Everything flows. Sounds come and go. What remains is the rhythm, a separate planet of percussion. Deep, dynamic, organic, and intricate. They improvised a lot on the recording, says Simon Pop, giving rise to cracks that are actually part of the concept. As on Kintsugi, the Japanese art of repairing broken pottery using gold lacquer. Instead of concealing or disguising the cracks, Kintsugi brings them out to produce what might be considered works of art. Pop and his percussionist pals have recorded an album that sounds fascinatingly spontaneous, packed with rhythmic experiments and cracks, yielding beautiful results. This is Deep Fried Dave Creedon, signing off on Angie Portman's podcast. Have a beautiful November with gold-lacquered cracks in it, despite the autumn blues.